Go Loud.
Are we in?
We're in.
Talking more bollocks.
Right, let's go.
Any questions?
Go for it.
Yep. First one for you here.
I know there's not going to be a McGinty question.
No, there's a McGinty one, yeah.
There's always a McGinty question.
Is, yeah. First one is not from McGinty, but we'll get to McGinty. First one is from Anonymous.
Whoa.
I know this person. They didn't want to be identified, right?
So, do we know them?
You do.
Right.
You do. You're at a urinal. There's a queue behind you.
Starting Conway.
It's not Darren Conway. So every time someone leaves their urinal, the next fella steps into that one. But while you're at the urinal, it starts to flush and it begins to fill up and you can see it's going to overflow. So do you A, keep going and let it spill over onto the floor and your shoes? B, hold it, and when the guy next to you leaves, you bump ahead of the guy in the queue, hope he doesn't give you grief for jumping ahead of him? Or C, hold it and hope to God it starts to drain the urinal, but it does seem clogged. Is that clear?
Yeah. But the fourth one's not
an option.
You're not taking that.
You can't be having piss in your shoes.
No.
You can't. You're taking C. Or B. B. Or C, sorry.
B is skip.
Yeah, and C is hold and hope.
You're skipping.
You're skipping and explaining.
You're just going to see this, mate. Look at them laying down piss there.
You're skipping and explaining.
Do you hear me?
And plus you're holding. So everybody knows, like, trying to hold. If you start to piss and then stop, God bless you. You're holding like a dam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're fucked, like.
Yeah.
So it'd be easier to explain that than just standing there holding it and hoping for the best. Because they don't drain out quick. They don't drain out quick.
No.
I remember I was in America before and I walked into the cubicle and I flushed the toilet and it overflowed. Yeah. And you could hear it spreading out amongst the other cubicles. And all the other Americans and all in the cubicles, boys, I never forget it. I flushed it and the thing just went down and came straight back up. Loads of water everywhere. Do you know where the American toilets go? They're fucking mad weird. Like, American toilets are full.
What?
Yeah, like, they're full of water. You know why ours is just, and our toilets is just a small bit of water.
So what happens if you want to have a body white?
You're body white and you're splashing into the kids, into the pool there.
But you're all little blade John Joe Shelby and all sitting in the water.
I don't think that's true.
Look, what? Type in American toilet.
But what? So... No, but listen, Calvin.
That's going to give me some precise results.
See when Calvin needs to prove something, straight onto the phone. So you're telling me your yolk is sitting in the water?
Not all the time, but it can sometimes, yeah.
Well, if it's full, it's going to be.
See the way that's full of water?
Whereas, it would be.
Whereas our toilet, only that, the dark part there is full of water. Do you know what I mean? So that can happen. So, see when
even if you're pissing that, it's going to be all over you.
No. It doesn't. But you can sometimes dip it, yeah. That sometimes can happen. But I remember flushing the toilet, boys, and I went under all the other cubicles. John always stood back and I went under all, and all the Americans, hey man, what the fuck? And all the fucking gas. So obviously some fella isn't there having a bad week, you know what I mean?
Drowned.
Runner smoking. I can't believe you said that's not true. You've been to America.
Yeah, and I saw toilets that weren't filled to the brim.
His brother lives there.
There's like a lot of toilets in America.
Yeah, but any public toilet.
They're making big statements like there.
Yeah, but I can't hear, there's a load of people listening to this.
Well, I've never seen one of them before.
Yeah, it's only a US thing. I'm telling you, they're believing backwards over there. Between Fahrenheit and their toilets and the way they do their date. Do you ever see the American date where it goes month, day, year? Yeah. Makes no sense, boys. Fucking tariffs and what have you. Go on.
Okay, McGinty.
McGinty.
Sorry, why was that question anonymous?
I don't know.
Strange.
Yeah, it's only a urinal. I thought it was going to go west when you said that.
I thought someone was going to get named in it. And I'd be like, right, fair enough.
So this is McGinty's new one.
Yup.
What fundamental skills or knowledge do you feel you would have benefited from if they were taught in school?
Genuinely.
Go on.
Genuinely.
Go on.
This is mad serious, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Starting a business and paying taxes.
I swear, it's going to sound like I'm lying now. I was going to go paying taxes.
They don't teach you and you have to learn the hard way.
I'm saying that like as if I went to school to find out whether they do learn you that or not.
They don't.
But if they don't, they should.
Like, even registering a business, starting a business, stuff like that. If you want to step outside and make an additional income from what you've already done. You have to jump through hoops. You really do. It's so hard. And you're like, Jesus, I wish I had known this sooner. And especially since like it's out there. The information is out there, but attaining it, you're like, oh my God. And then like, I could come to you, Owen, and you do this. And then you'd be like, oh, but you also need that. How do I get that? Oh, you actually have to go to Terrence to get that. And you're like, oh my God. It's like every step, it's a chore. It's a task. Pardon the pun. It's taxing. And you're like, oh my God, this is so hard. This should have been taught in school.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And then if you want to strip it back and go to basic needs, tying your laces. That should be taught when you're in like junior and senior infants. They should be teaching kids how to tie their laces.
Do you not?
No. They don't teach how to tie. It's not like in school, today we learned how to tie our laces. They should teach that. You should come home to school knowing how to do that.
Yeah.
It's a good show, yeah.
When we were in TY, which is fucking ridiculous, yeah.
Did you have a bad experience with your shoelaces open?
No, I never had a bad experience with tying my laces. I learned how to tie my own laces. And I know how to teach people and I'll tie people's laces, but I just feel like...
Because that to me sounds mad like that.
No.
I'll teach the world how to tie its laces.
I won't. They will remain nameless. I tied someone's laces in here, in this office, not too long ago.
Remain nameless. You publicised it in TBX this week.
Did he?
Remain nameless. They will remain behind the paywall.
Behind the paywall, yeah.
Bleep you then. Bleep you. That's bleep new that. Bleeps yeah, in we'll this.
But I tied a person's laces. He was a fully grown adult. And I'm like, how does such and such not know how to do that? You should be taught it. But when we were in TY in school transition.
Nah, if you're his big age. Yeah, I don't care, bro. Like, you know, people are dyslexic now. People struggle with certain things and aspects and stuff like that. Tying your shoelaces shouldn't be one of them.
Some people, but you ever look at how people tie their laces as well? They literally just do a knot, tuck it in and be like, mate, that's, I don't care if you're 35. There's a better, more practical way of doing that. When we were in fourth year in school, we used to go in and we have computers, yeah? Computer, like, as a module, a class, or whatever. 40 minutes, you'd sit there and the teacher would go, do the driver theory test. And you'd be like, why? Like, why? And then you're just messing, knocking each other's computers off. Like, none of us were booked in to do the theory test. None of us, like, it didn't matter what we got in the test or whatever. The teacher wasn't checking. But I feel like in TY, they should be giving you certain skills. Like, a first aid course would be a good one.
First aid course, a great one.
Driver theory test, stuff like that.
But that should be like for like later years, like 6 year or something, no?
That TY, yeah. Transition year. You'd be 15, 16.
Oh, fortune. Yeah, yeah. That's a good joke, yeah.
Yeah. That's stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. General life skills.
Yeah.
Taxes came to my head straight away, but...
Understanding how, not even just taxes, but...
But oh no, you had no idea. Like, I didn't even know what...
A lot of people won't ever have to do their own taxes.
But look, I even walked...
Not even that, emergency tax.
I walked a normal job, like...
Emergency tax is mental to me. Sorry, Terry. Yeah. Like, the fact you can start a new job in the morning, get paid at the end of the week, and most of it's gone through tax because you haven't declared it to the taxman that you have a new job, so it's called emergency tax. And you're like, mate, I'm relying on that money.
But you claim that back, don't
I know you claim it back, but you need it in that moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That makes no sense to me. Yeah. And you explain that to me in school, this is what happens, this is what emergency tax is.
But I mean, I didn't even realise about, like... fucking 21% and 52% and all this mad percentages in tax when you hit this bracket, they're taking this off. I was like, what?
Imagine, in Japan, they don't do proper...
I do know about all that now because I pay tax. Go on.
You have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm waiting for someone to go, I didn't even know that.
We caught him. You didn't catch him.
Yeah, you didn't. Someone, you didn't. They caught me.
You're already clean.
No, they did. I came clean and then they brought me in. And then I paid me tax.
You know, we can just stop.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep talking, Terry. Just leave it.
Right, skip.
Yeah.
Japan.
They don't do lessons. They teach them how to do like life skills, so like cleaning up and how to work as a team. Stuff like that.
Mm.
For the first like 2 or 3 years. So like they don't have cleaners in the primary schools because all the class, they work together. They mop the floors. They put the bins out and all together. That's what they teach them. So everyone's working together as a team. What's the goal? Keep a clean class.
And I was reading something the other day as well. I don't know whether it's like the school lunches or foods or whatever, but it's all about nutrition and healthy foods and stuff like that. And then it's just instilled in them. That's why they like that.
They're all on the same on the same team then, yeah. And isn't the Scandinavian school something like that as well?
The prisons in Scandinavian countries sound
like they're hotels, mate.
Yeah,
they want to TripAdvisor. Look at where you're going, Stockholm, and it gives you a prison, 4-star review.
Home ec covers a lot of that basic stuff.
We didn't have home ec.
No.
Did you have home ec in school?
It was there, but it was just seen as the cooking class.
Mm.
I think it might have been updated in the last...
Did you teach how to tie your laces?
In home ec.
I think so.
No, I had to go to woodwork for that one.
Really?
No.
Will I wait over here?
That's 4-1.
I know. Look, he's getting back.
I'm counting. Yeah. You started on him once. He's had
actually 3-1. It was 2-1 a second ago.
No, we got you twice there, subtly.
The RA account, that was a double.
It was a subtle one.
It was a 1-2.
It was a slide dig in there, yeah.
It was a 1-2. Just a little
more. Right. The theme of buses continues. This isn't Glenn. This is from Carl. I was on the bus yesterday with my 5-year-old son and the driver was a disaster. He was speeding around corners, slamming over the speed bumps, and I was pretty sure because it was a late one, he was clearly on his last route before clocking off and he said, fuck it, and put the foot down. I can respect that, but he threw us around the place and I had a 5-year-old upstairs and I wasn't happy at all. I always say thanks to the bus driver, but this time I really didn't want to. But I had my son with me and I want him raised right. So, through gritted teeth, I said thank you to the bus driver. I think saying thank you to the driver is essential to being a good person. You lose that and it's a slippery slope. So my question is, have you ever done something you really didn't want to just to set a good example? Terry, this might become more relevant to you very soon. Also, Terry, what would you have said? Would you have said thanks if you were in my shoes? Nice one, Carl.
Yeah, I would have, yeah. You have to. Unless he crashes the bus. Like, unless he takes a building down now.
Even at that switch and go.
If you didn't have your kid with you, are you still saying thanks? You didn't set a good example, because that's your code as a man.
I think you just have to say. Yeah. You have to say. You should say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me? What, because I think they're a bad driver? It's like me asking you for a lift somewhere now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're a shit driver and you're jamming on the brakes and you're going out there. But I just think you're a shit driver. And me getting out of the car and not saying thanks if I let me out at the destination.
You have paid for the bus, though. So.
And as a public service.
It's a different dynamic.
What would show you a 10 of a petrol? Let's say I said, no, serious though. Do I get the right to not say thanks then?
If a taxi driver was driving like that, would you say to him, take it easy there?
Yeah. Remember what happened before? Remember what I told you that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember that? Somebody thought he was getting kidnapped.
Locked all the doors. Had an argument with a fella in the middle of Manor Street, yeah.
I locked the doors, put the foot to the floor, didn't he?
Yeah, full speed towards the wall, like, and start screaming. No, I'm not messing. Slapping the steering wheel. Going full speed. He was like, mate, relax, really.
Let me
out. He just jammed on the brakes and he goes, get out of the car. I just went, all right, no bother. Jumped out of the car. Charged me fucking free now as well.
Did you say thanks to him?
No, we did. We skipped it. Nah, but bro, that was like we were close to death. Like,
I have a few questions about the bus in general.
Go on.
Do they have to do a certain amount of routes? Like, you have to go from A to B, A to B, A to B, 3 times, then you're finished? Or is it a time thing? So, like, you're on the clock for the next 4 hours and then you're finished. Do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it's probably. Like, it's not
was
like.
Was that Glenn? Who was that?
No. Carl.
It's not like you're getting back to the garage and you've got an hour left and they're going,
go back out there.
Yeah, back out there. You finished the last one early, so, because presumably you're not starting a route if it's obvious you're not going to finish it. So when you're on your last one, I guess.
Like, what way does that work? Because I'd be interested. And then the fact that you have to go off the bus in the middle doors, you have to shout up to the driver, thanks.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the amount that the percentage are losing out on thank yous.
That's not everyone impacted the thank yous.
Yeah, not everyone is saying thanks anymore.
No.
And it's quite, I kind of get it.
Yeah, I'm not angry if you go off at the middle doors and you don't shout.
You have to go off at the middle doors. You can't go off the front.
Why?
You don't let you.
He hasn't been on the bus in 10 years.
Yeah.
No, but why can't you go off at the? You can still go off at the front. No.
You don't let you.
Probably. Who's going to stop you? He's in a hut.
The driver. He won't open the door.
Open the door for you.
Oh, it's true. I forgot he controls that.
You'll be there kicking the doors. Let me off the middle doors wide open.
No, but if the
he gets off the front door.
No. If you like to fly in his gaff, trying to get out the window. The driver with the tea towel trying to hoosh him back down to the middle door. Why can't I go off? He's just hitting the front door. Why can't I go off? Everyone's trying to direct him down here. This way, look, quick.
Yeah. But people like me would shout thanks. Now I'd shout nice for me or whatever. People like you wouldn't. Oh,
I do still say thanks.
Yeah.
From the middle
I'm
door.
I'm shocked at that.
You're shocked, are you?
Yeah. I don't say thanks on the dart.
Yeah.
Terry.
No, but there's a lot of people that wouldn't. I didn't actually take you over one of them people that had shouted. Is it far away in the middle door? Like, do you have to shout? You have to raise
it. It is a bit awkward. Like, if we were on the bus.
Out of touch. with everyday life.
If we were on the bus and you were off and then
just
say
don't
thanks.
Need the bus,
how
bro.
Far is the middle door from the driver on a bus?
Like, is it far enough that you'd have to say thanks, mate? Or, yeah, you would. You're not doing that.
You can't just go thanks.
Liar.
I did it yesterday.
And you said, well, how did you say?
Thanks. How do you think I said it?
If you're going to say thanks like that, don't even say it. It's like one of them when you go, sorry. Say sorry like you mean it and say thanks like you mean it.
Carl definitely didn't mean that thanks, so you still said it.
Don't say it.
But you just said that you would say it.
He only said it because he set an example. He wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
For example, he didn't have to. You just said, thanks.
This is
twisted. Fuck off, will you?
Don't even say thanks, bro.
How's he twisted this on you?
Yeah. You don't even get the bus.
Oh. Wow.
Whoa. Whoa. Relax yourself, bro.
You're getting driven around.
I'm not getting driven around.
In other people's cars.
Nah, if you look at...
Buying cars you can't even use.
If you look at the steps on the watch, bro, you'll realise you don't get driven anywhere.
You've bought more cars than bus tickets.
Speaking of buses. He has a point. He has a point. He has it.
That's true.
Continue the trend of throwing turns under the bus. We walk out here now, your board's not going to be outside waiting on you.
Ah, Millie Cement.
Turns like, I don't drive, look at these steps.
Right, yeah. Next one for you from Annie. And he says, what's worse, being in a family of TikTok dancers where several times a day...
I'm not the owner.
Hang on. You all have to come up with a group dance, then get the ring light out and film it. Or having one day a month where you're like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar and whoever you run into or talk to, you'll end up telling them exactly what you think of them. For this day, every month, you never know when it will come until you blurt out the first unfiltered truth. And then because you can't lie, you also can't get it out of any appointments you have later in the day. So you could potentially end up having this day hit on a very bad one when you're going to upset a lot of people you don't want to upset.
Who's that bollocks? She's like, whatever appointment you're having today, what appointment with FIFA? I'll lie all that day. I'll lie all on the headset. I'll lie the house down.
Clip that, right?
Nah! Nah!
And next time...
It's me.
Next time...
Oh, Siobhan, whoever's editing this... Could
I'm
that?
Gonna get a put a little button here, right? A little hotkeys. And every time, no one works as hard as me, bro. What appointments? With FIFA?
Cut that. Whoever, right, come here. Everything has a price. I'll go into the savings. Whoever's editing this,
you'll get,
get whatever you want. Cut that.
Right, so you feel you're safe enough?
I'm proud. Honestly, I'm safe.
Boys.
I'm safe. And like, to the people that are doing me, ever, I know.
I think that could be a good thing. I think you should implement that into your life. One day a month where you tell everyone that
start
God
the nail,
honest truth.
Me and Owen. Gospel truth about Owen Neil.
What? No, that only implies gospel truth as if I was hiding something and lying about it. As if I was like, do you know what, Owen, that's a lovely shirt. All along, I was like, no, I actually don't like your shirt, Owen. That's what that is. I feel like I'm open and honest with the two of you as there is. Are you were lying to Owen all along, were you?
Are you?
So you're an artist cousin?
About certain things, yeah.
Don't even care.
And what's the first thing?
Lawyer, if I came out now on this mic and said, I actually don't really like Owen, I put up with him, you would be hurt, Owen. Don't lie all the... That's what your problem is.
I'd get over it.
You're actually lying. That's what the problem
that
is.
That would... Saying. Your little heart. I can imagine it. I can feel the pain through your chest.
Why is that what you'd say?
Is that how you feel?
Is that how you feel?
Nah, bro, I speak very highly of you. I wish I felt like that. I wish I could tell you now a heart truth and just go, I actually don't even like you, you little scumbag. But I do. I have a lot of time with you.
First thing I said...
Oh, yeah, I feel it hit you last week.
Who?
I got to tell him that, didn't you? Yeah. When we walked down the end of that road and he grabbed you on the shoulder.
What are you talking about?
I'm not lying, right? We were walking down that road the other day. What's that road?
Down there. Lane.
On the South William
grabbed
Street.
Your shoulder. And you guys, you didn't even hit him for me. You said that.
I wasn't there. Don't be looking at me.
Fella was a geriatric at the end of the road. And he walked up behind the two of us and he grabbed your shoulder and he muttered something to you.
Oh, I should remember that.
You don't remember a man grabbing you on the shoulder and saying something to you?
He doesn't remember the physical altercation he had.
I don't think so.
I think you're lying, bro. Though he didn't show a lot of fear. Which is
a face you more than a face him. And he was the one who got grabbed.
I said to him, do you want me to hit him? And he goes, you didn't even do it. And he grabbed me there. And I start trying to wind me up. I was like, get the shit yourself. He didn't.
To his one down the road, he wasn't even a friend. You were a friend. You were a friend. First thing I said to you when you got off the lift was, were you wearing a shirt? Yeah. That was me open and honest about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's a good question. The shirt was a bad choice. It's too warm today.
Yeah. And it's a Sunday.
I feel like we are honest like that. But if you're only real deep and honest, you can't be real deep and honest with everyone. Because we do a lot of bitching in here when the three boys get together, because it's a safe space, isn't it?
Yeah, but like,
are we going around the office telling the truth?
I would. And that we said in here this morning, I'd say to the, anyone we spoke about. Who wouldn't I not say that?
Leap.
He wouldn't go up and call you.
I didn't hear that bit.
And straight back in.
I feel like that would benefit that person.
Wow, well,
that's the first I heard that.
Yeah. It would help a lot.
That would help that person a lot, and you know it. You can't really say it because someone's going to be editing. You don't want to get in trouble because you have to work out. We don't give a fuck. So whoever's editing this is just going to be like, yeah, whatever. Actually, whoever's editing disagrees.
Yeah.
That's a fuck.
Right, I'm going to have another question for you.
No, hang on. Back to the TikTok thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you can't be at
that. I haven't got many. I don't think I have anyone in my family that does the dances. Like, not even my little cousins or anything. But I did walk in to me man's last year. I think they're having a barbecue. The Olympics was on, yeah. And those gangs was in the gaff. And I walked out and they were doing the, do you know, the member of the TikTok thing, give me my money, and now no one does it. And I was like, oh, I feel bad. I feel like I felt it in me. I was like, thank God I wasn't there like 3 minutes earlier. They would have tried to get me involved in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there has been that since.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I haven't got one of them families. Do you ever see them fellas online and it's the outfit and like it's two sons but they're in their 30s and they do all the dances together and I'm like, eh, stop.
That's a bit weird. I don't mind outfits and the sons and the like the wind up bastards. That's their videos.
They're legit.
They wind the outfit up and the outfit. I think that's a bit of crack. Like they say something to the outfit and the outfit says something about them or,
yeah.
Do you know, that's all a bit of crack. But when it comes to
dancing,
grown men dancing, come on.
Well, I see that TikTok, like TikTok family dancing, all that. I feel like I'm a different species.
Yeah.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Like if someone said to a giraffe, oh, climb a tree there, I'd be like, it doesn't work that way.
Someone tried to have a go at me yesterday. I said, I'm not on TikTok. And they're like, oh, do you think I'm better than everyone? And I was like, no, I'm just not on TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
But I have TikTok. I was saying earlier, I have TikTok accounts and I obviously set up the TikTok account for the Talking Bollocks page. Post on it once every 3 months or something. Just having the head for TikTok.
Just people get so offended by it though.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not on it. And you're like, what? Oh. I'm like, mate.
Don't get it twisted. I love an Instagram.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The gouts.
Of course.
The gouts.
And a little rabbit hole on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But like, I'm just not on TikTok. Don't take it personally. And stop dancing if you're over 12.
Bollocks if you have a blade and load of girls, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening.
Like, if you have 3-4 girls, you have bollocks down, you will be dancing on TikTok. Yeah. You'll have no saying it. And if not, they'll be the type to put the phone in your face now when you're sitting there watching the news or something. Wherever you're watching the house.
The news. Just sitting there, the news channel all day.
6 o'clock news on. They do the Angelus, him rubbing his hands together. They got,
can't wait for 6-1.
Oh, that's a guy. Bleep the name.
It's Brian Dobson. Get that red breast out.
Brian Dobson's right.
I couldn't tell it. Anyone who does the news.
Martin King.
He does the weather.
News, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without Martin King, you don't know what you need. Fight the 50 tomorrow or the Jagger.
Listen to this one.
Oh.
I was at Electric Picnic last year with Jess Dennis. And Martin King was there.
Yeah.
Martin, you're me. Owen.
I know,
Martin.
Yeah. Yep.
Chanting to Martin. Martin walked away and Jessica mom, she goes, oh, who's that? I goes, Martin Keane. She goes, the weatherman.
That's a cracker.
I go, are you like, you could still see him. I goes, that young fella there, yeah, the weatherman. Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
What do you think to all those?
And that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions you have to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Are we out?
That's it.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hypnocker. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.